Hello, and welcome to another episode of On the Fly. I'm your host, Sam Hull, and on today's episode, Eric sits down with Jason Levy, one of our sales system architects here at Revenue River, and the conversation is about conversational marketing. They touch on things like chatbots, different types of automation, and artificial intelligence, and how using conversational marketing can create more efficiency in your lead generation. It helps start conversations with prospective customers, and it's another option or way to serve customers in the digital age. Giving your customer the option of how they want to communicate with you when they first come to your website is paramount in creating efficiency in your lead generation. And by using chatbots and other forms of automation or artificial intelligence, we can target the specific needs of that customer and work them towards a purchase much faster. Jason has really taken lead in our agency in tapping and uncovering what opportunities we truly have with conversational marketing, both for ourselves and for our customers. So let's jump to the conversation with Eric and Jason and see what the experts had to say.
Jason, today our topic is conversational marketing. As one of our sales system architects, you're one of the people that really jumped on the initiative behind conversational marketing, behind chatbots, behind all the different things we're doing, all the technology. I'd like to have you talk to me a little bit about what's going on, where things are at, how some of this stuff fits together, and help our audience understand more about like what the application of this stuff all really is, right?
Sure. So conversational marketing is something, it's kind of a, if you want to call it a movement, the way inbound marketing was years back. It's kind of a whole new thought process in the way people are marketing toward their customers. It's instead of waiting for the forms, it can replace forms. It can allow people to set up meetings. It can you can prospect to customers. You can close deals all through conversations.
So different capabilities, but similar capabilities. Maybe a different methodology for doing some of the same similar things that inbound had brought people the ability to generate leads, but it's doing it a little bit differently, right?
Yeah, different and faster. That's okay. The key.
So
everything is quicker.
Okay, so we can get quicker with doing things. So let's do a for instance. For instance, if I visited your website, I would have the ability to do what with conversational marketing?
You would have the ability to set up a meeting. You would have the ability to chat live with somebody if necessary. You would have the ability to learn more about certain topics that are on our website if you didn't know how to find them or where to find them.
So I could all do that stuff before though, right? So wouldn't I have the ability to start a conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay, how would I start that conversation? What technology would I use?
Well, you'd use chatbots.
Okay, so now as a visitor to your website, I get to consume your website and then I get to choose to engage with a chatbot in addition to calling you, emailing you, filling out a form, pushing a button. So would you say it's like an additional way that your website can serve the visitors?
Yes, it's okay. Like another net, so to speak.
Okay. Let's talk about how that goes. Mm-hmm. I come to your website. I begin having a conversation with a chatbot. What exactly is a chatbot?
A chatbot is sort of an artificial intelligent tool that, if developed correctly, can customize to the audience based on segments, based on areas, based on roles, based on what company they're from.
So it will interact differently depending on who I am versus somebody else. Okay, so it has the ability to be very contextual to the audience, in other words,
correct.
Right? Okay, so it's very smart because it's AI, and AI is instantly intelligent.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about how that works from the other side, from a marketer's perspective. How do we make a chatbot work? Can you talk to me about like playbooks and blueprints and some of the things you would use as an architect of this stuff to go in and put that logic together so that bot is smart?
Sure. Well, we would assess what pages might be a high intent page to start. We would then come up with a blueprint, so to speak, of a framework of how that conversation might flow. and what options there are, what routes somebody might may take, and try to cover all the bases and all the choices that might be relevant to them. And then the, not blueprint, but the chat
playbook?
Flow, playbook,
oh, okay.
Chat flow.
So the playbook maps out what? The playbook maps out how a bot is going to talk to the, me, the visitor?
Yeah, how it engages and sort of all of the logic behind what steps could happen at what point.
Okay, so is that branching logic similar to what you might find in like workflows and automation?
Very similar.
Okay. So I get to go in and customize the workflow of how different types of people are going to go through different types of experiences with my bot.
Correct.
Can I, with my bot, direct people to push a button and call me?
Yes.
Can I direct them to book a meeting with a specific salesperson based on region and interest?
Absolutely.
Can I, what if I just want to chat with somebody? What if I'm not into robots and stuff like that? And what if I, can I just raise my hand in that logic and say I'd like to chat to a real person?
Yes. Even better, we could probably send you to the person relevant to your topic or region.
So you could route intelligently based on the specific need?
Yes.
Is that a tool that only marketers would find valuable?
Absolutely not.
So it's not only really conversational marketing, it's almost like conversations, right? Like what other conversations could I have as a visitor to your website? What other types of roles could I be in, stuff like that?
Sales. Big.
So I could be a prospect.
Prospecting, so you could have a conversational sales.
What if I was a current customer?
I was just going to say, and customer service as well. That's really where this did begin many years, probably already 10 years ago.
Chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are very accustomed to seeing it in service.
So this is maybe a little bit of a, like an evolution of why people put live chat on websites.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's manned by a bot, you don't necessarily have to attend it 24/7 with multiple people, right?
Yes. It allows you to scale.
There's self-serve capabilities in there too. Could you take me to like a knowledge base? Could you take me to like a customer service center or direct me to more information so I don't even have to talk to a live person if I don't like people?
Yes, and that, a lot of times that's why bots were developed, because people don't want to talk to a sales rep or a service rep. They just want to get their information and get out.
I think you just hit on something. I think conversational marketing is about giving visitors, people, individuals, choice, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. So it can be educational. It can be efficient in allowing people to get what they're looking for and just find resources, right?
Yep.
Helps the organization as well?
Yes.
What type of technologies, what type of software might I consider if I was going to go the route, if I was interested in conversational marketing? How do I make that crap work?
There's the top three according to the G2 crowd. Top three are HubSpot, Drift, and Intercom.
Intercom, okay.
Yeah.
HubSpot, Drift, and Intercom. Do they all have the same capabilities?
Roughly. Some are better at doing certain things. I think HubSpot is an all-in-one tool as it sits, and so mm-hmm. there's some lesser capable things, I guess, less capability.
In some areas,
in
but
some
like
areas.
For instance, because HubSpot's messaging capabilities bolt into their entire flywheel, it can sometimes be very, very integrated to integrate it with both sales and service to form tickets and stuff like that.
Yes.
On the other side of things, when I think of Drift, I think of things like really, really high intent based stuff, like to be able to fire bots off of links and images and CTAs and stuff like that.
Yeah, and their ability to customize, to target, and to segment based on a lot more criteria is really outstanding. I think they're right now the leaders in the industry.
Okay, so Drift is a fantastic tool set there for different applications, and we talk about technology and software on the conversational marketing side, but what about like on the sales system side? Can you have conversational marketing regardless of which CRM you're in?
Yes.
Can you have conversational marketing regardless of which email marketing database you're in?
Yes.
Okay. So what about website technology? If my website is in WordPress or Wix or Python or something crazy, can I still have conversational marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of like an overlay, so to speak. Technically, I'm not... couldn't explain it to you right now.
Sure, but if I have Act as my CRM and I have Pardot as my marketing software, I can find a solution?
Absolutely.
Okay, what about integration? Does all this stuff integrate pretty easily? Can I move the data where I want to move it?
Yes.
Does it give the data to my salespeople?
Yep, you can map certain properties, and even if they're not native to that software, you can create custom properties and have them mapped to exactly what your CRM is looking for.
Good. So here's a devil's advocate scenario. I'm no longer your website visitor. I am now your salesperson. And I have an attitude that none of my prospects are going to want to talk to a robot. I make sales through relationships. This is never going to work. I need to do trade shows instead of this. Like, help me understand what's in it for the salesperson. What does conversational marketing enable and empower? Like, what's the impact? What's the output? Like, what's in it for the sales guy with conversational marketing?
Well, if he wants to make some money, then he needs to close his deals. This is a speed to lead, speed to close application.
So you're telling me I'm gonna get leads faster?
You're gonna get your leads faster, and using integrations like setting up calendars, you're gonna get your meetings booked quicker, you're gonna get feedback real time.
Hold on, the prospect can book their own meeting with me?
Absolutely.
I don't even have to be there?
Nope.
I don't have to talk to them?
I don't have to
email them?
Nope.
I don't have to send them back, hey, what time works for you? I've got these four availabilities in the next 4 days. Email me back, and then what if they're not there? And then 2 days later, they email you back?
Yep.
So you compress time down, and they directly integrate with my calendar. So I can literally, as a sales guy, wake up tomorrow morning,
have
meetings on my book, meetings booked that I didn't even know about.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Do I get more intelligence, do you think? Like, do I get any information to help me on those meetings from their engagement with that bot?
Absolutely. You'll have insight as to where they were coming from, what they were asking about. Certainly with mapping those properties, you'll still qualify leads.
Oh, so you can qualify. So, whoa.
Yeah.
Does that mean the unqualified leads won't book to my meeting? You can prevent that from happening?
Well, they may book, but you'll know that they're probably not qualified.
So I'll know that it's an unqualified meeting. However, if I can deem that they're unqualified, I can prevent them from even having a booking
option,
correct?
They won't even see it, correct.
Okay. Okay, so now you can also pre-screen my leads,
yep,
so only the right ones get through, and you allow them to book meetings faster and easier, which has got to be good for my prospect, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. But they don't have to do any of that.
No.
Like, they could still call me, right?
Absolutely.
They could still select to chat with me?
They can just say, hey, can somebody contact me? And I, you know, want somebody to email or phone call
or they
prefer.
Or they could not interact with the bot at all, right? They
Correct.
Could just bypass it and go with wherever they want. So
yep,
it really comes down to choice and how visitors, people, individuals, customers, prospects, vendors, everyone can then interact with you on the front side. They have choice.
It puts the customer first.
And if they choose the choice that's customer first, which we believe conversational marketing choice, and go into a playbook and work through a blueprint based on their role, then you can provide them additional choice and really a service within that, right? That's
yep,
the service behind it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Okay. What do you think in closing here? What do you think the big takeaway here? Is there a call to action? Is there urgency? There's certainly opportunity. What's the future, right? Do you think this is a fad that's going to go away? What's next for conversational marketing?
I think right now they're estimating 80% of customers are engaging with chatbots.
The purchase process?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be going away. I don't think
80%.
It's a fad. Yeah.
So if you don't have a chatbot, you might be missing out on some opportunity to close more business, serve your clients better, all that type of
Absolutely.
Stuff. So it seems like the consumer is getting over sort of the barrier to entry that is presenting by them talking to
yeah,
a bot.
There's the fear is out of the picture now. Now it's basically how
That's
well
good.
Can you build the bot?
I remember a time when people were very hesitant to buy online because of fear of security and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Now
and it seems like everybody buys online all day, every day.
It's a great B2C tool as well.
Okay. I remember when people didn't know what inbound was and laughed at the concept and all that type of stuff.
Exactly.
So if you can see the future, could you see conversational marketing having a similar level of impact on the buyer's journey out there in the digital world?
I see basically replacing websites in general.
Right.
Wow, that is a bold take indeed. I think that does it for us today. Thank you everyone for joining us on the fly. We'll see you again soon. Take care.
All right, and that's going to do it for episode 4. Thank you to Jason for dropping that knowledge on us. It's really awesome to see and hear the depth of knowledge that our experts here at Revenue River have on these individual topics, and it's great to see how that affects our clients in the long term. If you have any questions or would like some clarification on anything that Jason and Eric discussed today, check us out online at revenueriver.co or feel free to give us a call at 303-945-4341. And we'll catch up with you next time on The Fly.